8 minutes past 3 o'clock on a Tuesday afternoon. The Wanted, Walks Like Rihanna, fading into the background as we introduce our a special guest on the Tuesday afternoon slot. We call it Chatting with Chapman because that's when exactly what we do. We chat with Barry Chapman. He's the plumbing boss of the area. We call him that. Proudly so. He's a good man to know when your plumbing stops working. and welcome. Nice to have you back.
Thank
in the
you.
Studio. We were just chatting a little bit before the break about Restless Heart and Pierre Deschamois sending a couple of pics. Apparently, he says he toured with the band in 87, most of 87, over on the other side of the pond. What a blast. And he was a huge star back in the day.
I think I was all of 2 years old then. So.
You missed the time of our lives. But there it is. Okay, so Barry, now we're talking matters closer to your area of expertise. And we're getting into it. The interesting thing about plumbing is that although many things remain the same, I mean, the essence of it is water. You know, inducting water into domestic and you know, public buildings and dwellings has been with us since the Roman times. But a lot has changed. And the innovations that continue and the technology that continues to allow them to happen is interesting, and I wanted to ask you, are there any new plumbing technologies or innovations that homeowners should consider for their homes?
Well, yeah, considering we've moved from the aqueducts in the Roman times to asbestos pipes, which were then outlawed because health factors, slowly moved through the different kinds of piping. Yeah, I mean, there's definitely things, new technologies. You know, you got your good old conventional geyser that heats up with standard electricity, which is rather energy sapping. Or you can go down the line of going solar, or you can go with a heat pump. So heat pumps are basically, if you take an air conditioner, the unit basically looks the same. It just does the opposite. Instead of cooling down, it heats up. So through the compression, it compresses the gas, generates heat. It then sends it through diffusers. It uses a fraction of the electricity to heat up the water.
And how fast does it operate? Because I think a lot of folk have got under the impression that it's limited, it's governed to the speed that water can pass through the aperture or whatever it does. And you know, you had those systems back in the day when you wanted to have a shower, it gave you a trickle of hot water,
yeah,
and that was it. They improved.
So those systems that you're talking about are push through units or speed heat, like geyser hot water head, or a push-through unit, and those restrict the flow of water in it to get it to your desired temperature that you want.
Right.
So if you want it at 50 degrees, it's going to give you a trickle out of the thing. If you want it at 35 degrees, which is probably good for a shower, you'll get a fair bit more water. A heat pump, you do get integrated heat pump geysers, so you've got the geyser with the heat pump integrated on top of it. I prefer the split systems. You know, the old days when you had the VCR and the Betamax and the tape deck and the CD all came in one box, in one unit, and then one of them broke and the thing was useless. I prefer, you know, separate items so you can replace a component instead of having to replace a 50,000 rand unit.
Wow, yeah.
So heat pumps, it basically replaces the element. So you no longer heating up through direct
electricity
through a resistor, being the element,
like a kettle.
It's now using the heat pump, which through compression, which uses far less electricity. It does take approximately twice the time period for it to heat up the same volume of water, but it does that same volume of water with about a third of the electricity.
Wow. So can you retrofit this to an existing geyser, or does it have to be a whole new device?
No, you can retrofit it onto an existing geyser, yeah.
So you can fit a heat pump to your existing geyser.
Storage vessel, yes.
Yep. So you just disable the electrical side of the element on the geyser, connect the heat pump to... and will save a fortune of electricity, but there must be a catch. How much do these heat pumps cost?
They cost a fair bit. They've actually come down in recent times. We've got some very good local suppliers. I think for a 150-liter geyser, your heat pump, if I'm not sitting around the 15 grand mark.
That's when you consider the alternative to going solar, you know, that's more expensive, isn't it?
It is. So solar thermal, where you're heating the water up in the panels on the roof, and heat pump, you much of a muchness. You're probably $2,000 or $3,000 apart from each other. Just bearing in mind that with the heat pump, you've got an electrician that comes with it that's going to charge you $1,500 to $2,000 to do the necessary things with the electric.
The connections. That's not something that you guys would do, but you could connect the pump.
We connect all the plumbing side of things, and then we have a qualified electrician that's subcontracted in to come and do the work, or we chat to our clients and find out who their household electrician is, because it's always good to keep the same person. Consistency is key.
Okay.
And if there is ever an issue down the line, that person understands and knows what's happened there. So we always try use the client's person or contractor that's been working in the house, and being qualified is obviously more important.
Wow.
To make sure that it's connected correctly.
Really useful stuff. That's why we like chatting with Chapman on a Tuesday, because the idea is firstly so that we give you the information that keeps you up to date with what is available. Secondly, we want to also try and save you some money. And thirdly, we want to give you the best fit for purpose results. So it's a holy trinity, if you like, of information and excitement from the world of plumbing. Every Tuesday, our special guest, the big Num Zane, says on his shirt, Barry from Chapman Plumbing.
And I'm very happy to take phone calls from people, give them advice, go around, go see them, assist wherever possible. So, I'm happy to go out to site and have a look at no cost for a call out or anything like that.
And that is why we love you so much, Barry Chapman. And we'll be back in a week's time for more Chatting with Chapman.
Hi, I'm Kerry Miller. And recently, my shit hit the fan. So I called Barry at Chapman Plumbing. Are you tired of dealing with a naughty drain that just won't behave? Ugh, is your water meter running like it's training for the Comrades Marathon? Well, it's time to call in the experts. And the experts are Chapman Plumbing. They're your drain specialist, your geyser specialist, and of course, your leak specialist. From plumbing, planning, to installing, checkups, and repairs. So when you need a plumber fast, call Barry at Chapman Plumbing. He's got you covered.